Police and emergency workers cordoned off an area in central Paris after a gunman went on a deadly shooting rampage, firing at people in a hair salon, Kurdish restaurant and Kurdish community centre. Eyewitnesses said people ran in panic.
We were walking down the street. We heard shots. We turned around. People were running left and right. After 5 or 6 minutes, we went into the hairdressers and we saw people had stopped a man. He was quite old. 3 people were injured in the salon.
Police arrested a 69-year-old Frenchman. He was known to authorities and had been previously charged with racist violence against migrants living in tents in the city.
The individual may have attacked these tents. An investigation started at the end of 2021, and the individual has recently been released.
As news spread of the shooting, people from the city's Kurdish community gathered to protest.
It's not random. The killer did it to scare the Kurdish community.
We don't know how we will go on. North Kurdistan is dangerous, but we live in France, in the capital, and now it's dangerous here.
France's president condemned what he called an odious attack against Kurds in France. Earlier, the interior minister had said the shooter's motivation was unclear.
He was clearly targeting foreigners. We need to know from the judicial inquiry presided over by the public prosecutor whether it was specifically for the Kurds. But for the moment, there is no evidence to show that.
There was no doubt, though, in the minds of demonstrators. Angry and upset, they burned flags and threw rocks.
The police have moved in now to try and clear the protesters because things were becoming quite violent.
The protests subsided, but police remained on standby. An investigation's been opened into the attack, and the Interior Ministry says security will be increased at Kurdish sites in the country. For some, they say it's a welcome measure, but one that comes too late. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.